With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. New warnings about fake drugs being passed off as popular weight loss prescriptions.
The World Health Organization and drug maker Eli Lilly are warning patients to watch out for fake versions of popular weight loss and diabetes medications. The United Nations World Health Organization says it's getting reports about fake doses of semaglutide, the active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy. Eli Lilly, which makes Mounjaro and Zepbound, says it's deeply concerned about its tirzepatide medication being sold online and through social media ads, saying that's never safe. Patients are urged to protect themselves by only using medicines prescribed by a licensed physician and sold through FDA-regulated commercial pharmacies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden's political operation raised $85 million in May, significantly less than the $141 million the Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee raised in the same month. The huge Trump numbers represent the support and anger of Trump supporters over the weaponization of the justice system under the Biden administration. More than 53 million came in for Trump in the 24 hours after the New York verdicts. Amazon is changing how it stuffs the packages it delivers.
Amazon is moving from putting plastic air pillows in its packages in North America to using recycled paper filling instead. The company says it's a move that's more environmentally friendly and that shipped items will be just as secure, if not better. Amazon's change will remove almost 15 billion plastic air pillows from use each year.
More details at SRNNews.com. A basketball coach puts his faith on display, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Boston Celtics won the NBA title this week, and during the trophy presentation ceremony after the game, it was impossible not to notice that Joe Mazzulla had put on a T-shirt reading, quote, "But first, let me thank God." The head coach has been quietly outspoken about his faith in press conferences, recently turning a question about race into one about faith. He says he plans to celebrate the championship with a trip to Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has granted the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops temporary relief from a federal rule that would have required them to provide workers with time off and other accommodations for abortions. Judge David Joseph granted the preliminary injunction in two consolidated lawsuits, including one brought by the attorneys general of Louisiana and Mississippi. The lawsuits challenge a federal decision that the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act covered abortion. This is SRN News. Another state's considering a ban on those roaring gas-powered leaf blowers.
Don't you hate hearing that sound on a weekend morning or when you're trying to sleep or when you're entertaining outdoors? New Jersey is the latest state to consider banning gas-powered leaf blowers, but would still allow their use during peak cleanup times in the spring and in the fall. About 100 U.S. communities have tried to limit leaf blowers. Some are getting pushback from the landscaping industry and from individual homeowners who say battery-powered leaf blowers cost too much, and they don't work as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The FBI raids the home of Oakland's mayor. The Democrat lawmaker's home was raided early Thursday morning, the same time she's facing a recall election due to crime. More details at SRNNews.com.